We're talking about so-called forever chemicals that allegedly leached from a northeastern Wisconsin fire training facility. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Thanks for being here. The DNR says that Johnson Controls International knew about the release of hazardous materials at its site in Marinette, which led to some well contamination. Do you live in that area? What do you want to know about this case and wells in your area? We're at 800-642-1234. Lee Berquist is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who writes about local news and environmental issues. Lee, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So we learned last week that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources referred a case involving Johnson Controls to the State Justice Department for civil prosecution. So what is it that the DNR is alleging?
Well, they're alleging that these chemicals, as you described them, these forever chemicals, they're a hazardous chemical under state law, and that that Johnson Controls knew that these chemicals had been spilled into the groundwater on their site, and that they should have reported that to the DNR when they knew about it.
And it wasn't until 2017 that Tyco said it believed that chemicals had spread outside this property, this facility, Fire Technology Center. Did something fall through the cracks when Tyco and Johnson Controls merged?
That's a good question, and I'm not sure I can answer that. I do think when there was this combination of these two companies, that perhaps there was a breakdown in communication of some sort. I'm just not sure on that, but that certainly, I think, could be a factor here.
So where specifically have these chemicals been found and as a result of the contamination, and what are we talking about in terms of these chemicals?
Well, these chemicals have really spread several miles through the groundwater and in the surface water from the Tyco Johnson Controls facility on the edge of Marinette, and have been found actually in Green Bay. They've also gone, there are several ditches in the community. Really, they're essentially streams, and they flow towards the bay as well. They've been found there as well. And then they've been found in groundwater, both on the property and in areas of the town of Peshtigo and in Marinette, where people have private wells.
And I understand with these private wells, they started distributing bottled water to residents. What do we know about that timeline?
Well, that's about the time that they discovered in late 2017, when the company discovered that these chemicals had left their property. Then they moved quite quickly. Then they began distributing bottled water to affected residents who had private wells, who had their own wells. And in this case, they have distributed to about 125 residents bottled water. And in addition, they've paid for the installation of treatment systems in people's homes so they can drink their own well water, but it's treated through a system that takes out these chemicals.
We're talking with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Lee Berquist, who covers environmental issues. We're looking at the situation with Johnson Controls not informing state officials that it knew that so-called forever chemicals had leached from its site in northeastern Wisconsin. How do you want to see the State Justice Department handle this case? Do you think the company should have let authorities know that its site was contaminated right away, even if the contamination was confined to its own property? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Lee, what is Johnson Controls saying about the allegations that it knew that these chemicals were found in this fire training facility in Marinette?
Well, Johnson Controls says that it did not know about this until, or pardon me, that, you know, they in in 2013 when they first discovered these chemicals were in their groundwater, when they were actually looking for some other contaminants on their property. They said that that's when they believe that the chemicals at that time were on their property. They did not believe that they had gone any further than that, and so that there was no reason for them to inform the regulator, the Department of Natural Resources, and they've said that consistently for more than a year now, and that's their position, and that's, I think, the reason why it's being referred to the Justice Department. A lot of times in these cases, there's an acknowledgement by the party that there's a problem, and then they work out an arrangement with an agreement with the DNR. In this case, they just don't believe they've done anything wrong.
What is it about these perfluorinated chemicals that make them such a health hazard?
Well, I'm not a scientist. I know that there's properties in these chemicals that that can do a lot of different things. And in this case, I'm not sure if the right word is slippery, but it allows fire retardants that this company uses to move these fire retardants more smoothly and across an area where there's going to be a fire. In other cases, these chemicals are used for other products, and they just have these properties that have been used in many, many products over the years that help make these products better.
So when these chemicals get into a well, get into the water in Green Bay, how hard is it to get them out?
Well, it's going to be quite difficult. In the case of in Green Bay, I'm not sure you can remove them other than the fact that over time, it's a big body of water. And so it's just these chemicals are in a big body of water. At this point where the water has been tested, the levels are at trace amounts. So at least at this point, nobody believes that there's a danger in the water that is in the bay. Now we'll see what happens over time. In the case of these ditches, Johnson Controls, at least in one case, and I'm not sure if it's in others, but Johnson Controls is treating that water right now with a treatment system where they actually have equipment in that ditch and they're trying to strip these chemicals out of the water.
Has the Justice Department said anything about how it may handle this case?
No. It, as they oftentimes do, they really just don't. Once they're in the middle of a case or at the start of a case like this, they just don't comment.
So you cover environmental issues, Lee. What are you watching for here as this case moves forward, as it unfolds?
Well, the continuing cleanup in Marinette, and how Johnson Controls and the community deal with that. The company has already offered to hook up the residents to City of Marinette water, and that'll be interesting to see how that goes. And then there's also some land that's outside of Marinette where some of these solids that come from the wastewater treatment system from Marinette, where over the years that after the wastewater is treated, there's these solids that remain, and somehow, and so then that stuff gets spread on land, on farmland.
And lots to look for there. Lee Berquist is a Milwaukee Journal reporter who writes about environmental issues. Thanks for your time. Coming up, we look at how eating disorders affect people working in food service industry. Join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network.